today I'm in West Buckland with Vanessa and Brian, who I haven't seen for a long, long time, and with Gabrielle and Jessica, who we might hear some of them chatting. And we've got a very lovely unicorn with us as well. What's a unicorn called? What's his name?
I don't think he's been named yet, because you got him yesterday, didn't you?
He's called Shop Chocolate and mine's called Sugar.
Oh, okay, okay.
Two unicorns.
My puppy's going to school.
Is it?
Is he? Brilliant. So where did we first meet?
In St John's Church, wasn't it?
St John's Church, and Janet was
curate. You were curate at St John's Church.
Can you remember what year it was?
Oh, goodness.
Is it 2004? I think I came in 2004. It might have been 2005.
Yes. Because we got
married in 2008.
Yeah, we got married in
2008. It's got me a good few years before then.
It was, yes. Mm. Yeah.
Next question. Do you drink tea?
Yes, plenty of it.
Lots of.
What's your favourite cup of tea?
Twinings, normal. What's the.
What every day.
Every day, isn't it?
That's like that one. Quite a bit. Yes.
We also have a lot of decaf, don't we?
Yes. Yeah. Well, you do. I'm not particularly bothered.
The caffeine's later on in the day. I sort of think. Keep me up all night, so I'll have a decaf after, yeah. That can be just Aldi or Lidl.
The question I'm asking everybody that I'm going to see is, how do you respond to the statement that Christianity in the UK is not dying but sleeping?
Myself, I don't think it's dying, because I know a lot of Polish are coming in, and they're very religious, aren't they? So I imagine with the Polish community, it might be a spike of increase. But I know for a lot of the Church of England people, it has been a bit. It's difficult with both working and it's especially when you've got young families. I sort of feel as if I always like going to the church. For me, it was a time to relax a bit. I actually wound down actually a bit after a working week, and it was. So I would go back.
Yes.
Used to come, but that's once the children. It's not so busy with the children, I think, again.
I think people want different things, you know, than the traditional church hasn't moved with the times, really. Mm-hmm. You know, I haven't been to St John's Church recently, but the St John's Church that we went to was quite traditional, and was very much the archetypal grey-haired old lady and gentleman, you know, going. And so in some ways that didn't appeal to some people. So it's, I guess it is about the church trying to think about how they want to be seen, but still, you know, retaining those values, isn't it?
So when I was here, I started Smile on the Wednesday afternoons with a group of people as well. I don't know how that's going. I'm going to try and find out a bit later on this afternoon. But what I'm finding where I am now is that families are not able to come on a Sunday morning, but they'll come some. We've got a Sunday afternoon thing, or some come in the week. So I guess how have Sunday mornings become a thing, time for you where you don't think about coming to church?
It's the only day of the week we've no commitments, so we can get you go away, like down a beer to the beach, excursions.
It's a special sort of family time, really, even if it's just home here, just being together, and it's the only day where we don't have to get up and rush out of the house, because there's no school, there's no work.
There's no swimming club on the Saturday morning.
You know, so it becomes quite precious, really, as family time. That's what's changed for us, having the children. And so, if something could fit into another time of the week, then maybe that would be a better answer, really.
Where must they?
In the lounge.
No, it's not.
Oh, yes, it is.
What I'm thinking, I'm observing, is that people are working harder and longer hours than perhaps they were even 5 years ago, and so there's that, actually we can't ask them to give up that precious time with their family.
Yes, I think that is the case, really. I think people are working longer and harder. Myself, I work 4 days a week, only have one day off.
And we're both working as well, where one parent went to work, now the house is a mess, and you've got to do the food shop. So where the food shop was probably done by, the wife stayed at home, the food shop's done in the week. Where now with us both working, the food shop's done really, sometimes I go really early on a Sunday, don't I? But sometimes we do the Sunday shop as part of going out, don't we?
Yeah.
Because that's the only day left to get the shopping in, isn't it? So that's all comes into it, doesn't it? Or catching up with the washing.
Yeah.
You know, all just, these
trying to catch up with all the things that you haven't been able to do in the week.
Because you're both working. You need that extra day to do it, don't you?
I think Sunday mornings are just not good times for people. I think it's much more like that. It's much more like the time when, in the New Testament church, where people would not necessarily be allowed off work on a Sunday, to celebrate. So they would meet when they could, and Sunday morning isn't a good time for us to meet.
No, again, I mean, you know, it's a traditional way of worship, isn't it? And there needs to be alternatives for people.
What we do in Rudlow, and we've just started in Box, is we have a session where we do 40 minutes craft, we have 20 minutes singing and stories and prayers, and then we have a meal, which is normally jacket potatoes. And we do that in Rudlow on a Sunday afternoon, particularly because that's quarters, and we have some families where one of the parents is deployed, and that's quite a difficult time for them, so they then come to us, feed them, take them home to bed. But the Wednesday afternoon seems to be a better time for people to be available.
Yes,
go on, off you go.
I think this is a perfect illustration of why people have trouble getting to church.
What I found.
I'm looking at that.
We did persevere with Gabrielle when she was really young. You'd probably gone there. John was still the vicar at the time, he hadn't retired. And I spent most of the time, you were obviously serving, weren't you?
Yeah.
And I found I couldn't no longer sit in the congregation. I'd have to go into the playroom at the back. And
yeah.
I spent the whole time there, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, with Gabrielle.
It just changes. You're making short work of that, aren't you?
And that's hard going then.
It is quite hard work. And I always felt for Ian, because he spent most of his Sundays sitting up there. Yeah.
Yes.
But the things that you said, like the clubs, they are good, aren't they? Your smile club, really, that is for children, isn't it? And that would, I don't know why. Have we not considered that one?
I have, and then I forget it's
all. Yeah.
And that's about communication, isn't it? So one of our groups, we communicate almost entirely through Facebook.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's the Facebook way of doing it. It's almost the best way to... Which I'm sure you do
already. I see it in the Parish Magazine.
Mum and Bumble!
That'd be quite nice.
Mum and Bumble!
And then I forget, you know.
Mum and Bumble!
Who is Bumble?
It's a little ride-on thing.
Can't Gabrielle find it?
Ask Gabrielle to find it.
What's Gabrielle doing in there? She's supposed to be looking after you.
She's watching the telly.
Bumble.
You want to go and ask Gabrielle for it?
Ask Gabrielle. She's the best one to ask.
She's the boss.
You will soon learn, Jessica, that your big sister is the best person to sort you out in every situation.
Yeah. Go on.
We can try another question.
Yeah, I won't go for it.
What's your favourite thing beginning with T?
What, related to tea or anything?
Anything.
Travel.
Trains.
Oh, yeah, you and the trains.
So Brian's favourite thing beginning with tea is trains.
Yes, mine's travel.
Travel.
Definitely steam trains. Yeah, travel as well is a good one, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. I think we don't travel as much, now we've got the children, and we do it in an easier way, but we still get around, don't we?
Yeah.
So going to France quite a lot, quite like that, because take the car and it's quite sort of, I wouldn't say relaxing, but you know, it's sort of easier just to get everything in the car and get to where you're going. And
when I was pregnant with Elspeth and we were going to France and Iona was 3, we packed the car by we were only going for 5 days. We packed the car by literally opening the boot and throwing things in. Our friends who are super organised were like, "What are you doing?" Yeah. And I had such bad morning sickness, I actually couldn't have packed earlier. I had to wait for Ian to come home, and he was not home very early. And I just had not managed. And Ian said, don't worry, I'll do it. And he opened the boot. Travel cot, towels, swimming costumes, some clothes, some feet. Yeah. That'll do, babe.
You sort of do that. You do all the packing.
Oh, it's a big thing, isn't it? It takes forever to pack our car to go away with the kids.
I mean, it doesn't take very long to pack to come home, but just trying to make sure you find all the right bits out of your house is just difficult.
It never used to be that bad, did it?
No, it was just two of us, case seats, that was it. But yeah, like you say, all the paraphernalia that comes with children, and then, you know, they've always got to take some toys, a lot of toys.
3 bags of toys. Yeah. We got a roof box, don't we, as well, just for them, really, don't we?
Yes.
Just all their stuff.
So would that be their favourite thing, is beginning with tea? Toys?
Yes, probably. Definitely. Mm. Yeah, got lots of toys. Yeah.
So I guess we've touched on it, but the extra question I've thought of for you was, what sort of church would you like your children to inherit? That's a really difficult question.
Really difficult. And I sometimes think that when we had the children baptised, you sort of think, you know, I'm going to lead a life that includes the church. And then through one reason or another, like we were just discussing earlier, it doesn't necessarily happen that way.
We don't go that frequently there, do we? Well, we thought we probably would.
Yes.
Yeah. So, are the children at school in West Buckland?
Yes.
And does the church in West Buckland do anything that's aimed for them?
Yes. So he comes fairly regularly, Alan, actually.
Okay.
They sing there, don't they, sometimes?
Yes. Yeah. But I think he comes every couple of weeks.
But are there children's activities in the church here?
It's too small, isn't it?
No.
Okay. No. How big's a school?
80 or 90 pupils.
Okay. That would be quite tough to get. Because my rough reckoning is, if you could aim for 10% of those at an activity, that's still only 8 or 9. 8 or 9 would be a viable children's activity.
Yes.
But if you weren't going to be able to get it up to that level, that would be quite tricky, wouldn't it?
Yeah. No, it's...
Yeah, they did abseiling last year off the church, didn't they? That was highly popular, wasn't it? That was probably
I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah, everyone from the village
Jean Morris did it.
Yeah.
And she's about 80, isn't she?
Yeah.
And do you think that was good publicity for the church?
I think it was, wasn't it? I mean, there are things that are done to... What do you mean now? To support the church, you know. We go to the race night up at the village hall, and that sort of raises money for the church here.
That's very popular, isn't it?
It's quite an important part of the community. And, you know, you do see people support activities for the church. But, you know, there are some key people sort of pushing that, really.
I guess in a village, because I've villages... where I am, but they're much bigger.
Yes.
So they're individually much bigger. So the two big ones, Box and Cologne. Box has got 3,500 people and Cologne's got 2,500. And I just wonder if there's a kind of key level below which it becomes much more difficult.
Yes, I think it does. You know, I think the church here is probably low numbers of congregation. And I think it is quite difficult at times, you know, to encourage people to still go.
But you always mention it, don't you? Our church stands out on the hill,
yes,
you know, for the children. I always point it out. We don't go there that often, do we? Yeah.
No.
But I would hate for it not to be there.
Yes.
And it's like your children. You want to see them, you know, one day married. You want to see, you know, in the church.
Yes.
You know, but you don't. We just don't go on every Sunday, do we?
No.
With the children.
No, just not at the moment.
Do
no.
they have Christingle services and things here in West Buckland?
They do. Yes, they do. Yeah.
Because some villages like this size are moving more towards a model where they would have one service a month, but it would be like a celebration type service. So there'd be a harvest, there'd be a Christingle, there'd be a Plough Sunday, there'd be those sorts of things of actually having less services but making them much more of a focal point for the community.
Yes, I think then they do those. Definitely. There is Christingle, there is the Harvest Supper.
It's the publicity. I mean, I never see it, though.
Well, it's in the parish magazine that we get.
Okay.
But is that the only way that they communicate.
Yeah, sometimes there might be, if there's something maybe a bit different, there might be a sign up by the war memorial.
Mm-hmm. Does he have a local sort of, you know, like a Facebook sort of for West Buckland?
I don't know, actually.
Because, you know, we're all on the media. I mean, that's it, isn't it? I used to read the thing that comes through the letter, but I'd be honest, I probably don't so much now.
No.
And if it was sort of every local parish had something on Facebook, and you were just linked in, because you have
If you like the page or follow the page, then you'll automatically see the updates.
Or just to be on, maybe people, I mean, I'm registered with this... it's like the police it is for sort of neighbourhood watch scheme. So I get updates from them all the time. It's almost like if it's Facebook or you're just on a circulation list.
Yes.
Where you could, maybe it starts off through the parish thing and people that have a slip or so that reply. Because that's how I mean, for this neighbourhood watch, you had a slip that you had to reply back. And then it just say like you agreed and give them your email address, and then you're in the circulation then to find out what's happening in your area.
Yes.
And maybe to have it coming through email would be a good way.
It's really interesting because Killearn has a really active community Facebook page. So that works really well for that. And for Box, we have... I've got quite a lot of friends in Box, and it's got a selling site which is often used for announcements and stuff, but it doesn't have a community Facebook page in quite in the same way. I think it's getting more complicated to communicate with people. I think that's one of the issues.
Yeah, because that's
what
I was just thinking. Yes. Communication is the thing, isn't it? Getting the message out there that something's going on.
I left a list for the parish administrators to do while I'm away, and it includes like things like this. So they're running my work Facebook account while I'm not there, so it includes like on Monday put the image of the poster onto the community Facebook page and tag the usual people in. And it's just like things have really changed on that level. But there are some people who are coming off Facebook. I guess some people are using groups more. And the parish website in Killearn is great because it has a news feed which you feed from Facebook, so you put a Facebook post on and it comes up on the website automatically.
Yes.
So that works really well. We might be done because we've done the questions, haven't we?
We have done the questions
And
don't think we've answered the one about where the church is going in the future. What was that second one or third
one? What sort of church would you like your children to inherit?
Oh, there's that one as well. Yeah, it's I do want them to inherit the Church of England. I mean, I grew up in a Catholic school, actually. I mean, my first 11 years I was in a Catholic school, and I did like that, actually. I mean, it was a good upbringing, really, whether it was Catholic or Church of England. But
yeah, I think... You want it to be accessible in a way that works for the world we are now.
Or just an email circulation, like I said, getting people's details. Because almost the thing with having it on the phone is it's thrown at you in your face.
Yes.
With a letter, when it comes through the letterbox, it's mixed with all the other... Well, I mean, the same with emails, they're mixed with all the other ones. But I just find you have more time with the phone because it's on your person all the time. So there's always... I think that's it. With a letter, you get back home from work and it's straight away on to doing the meals and that. So it's almost like the letter just gets put on the side and eventually it might get read. But with the phone, it comes through on the phone or the email. You may not pick it up then when it actually comes through, but at some point in the day, you have time to read it. But with a letter, the letter's left at home or it might clear out.
I think you'll struggle with this a bit.
Yeah, that's fine. Now, there will be bits and pieces of chatting from them on the audio.
Mommy,
are you okay with that?
Okay.
I'll take a photo just with the two of you and not them, because it'll be going on the internet. Jessica, where have you left your hairbrush? You must have put it down somewhere, because you had it in your hand, your blue hairbrush, didn't you?
Yeah, you went off with it.
And I think you took it into the lounge. Unless you left it in the drawer with where you got the chocolate lollies from. What do you think? Do you think you could have a quick look for it? Because I just need to say one more thing to your mummy and daddy, and then I'm going to take the microphones off and put the machine off, and then you won't have to be quiet in the lounge anymore. I need to say thank you very much for having me. And it's lovely to see you and to see your children after all this time. So thank you ever so much.
Thank you.